You enter the gallery with no specific purpose and find yourself in front of landscapes of familiar locations. The Canterbury Plains, burnt brown by the summer sun. A broiling, sun-shafted storm scene of the Otira Gorge. The Botanic Gardens in a riot of spring colour. All draw you closer. You notice how perspective is achieved, not only through the relative size of objects, but by washes of horizontal tone, which partially obscure areas intended to be distant. No matter how intently you examine the canvas, these distant objects remain veiled and indistinct, eventually becoming indistinguishable from the pigment and canvas materials from which the painting is made. For some reason, this skillfully conveyed sense of distance unlocks long-buried sensations, provoking in you an intense nostalgia. As you browse, one work causes you to pause for the longest time. It's a small painting in oils of a single autumnal tree, situated in rolling green pasture. Most of its deciduous foliage seems intact, clinging precariously to its limbs, although a light scattering of fallen leaves forms a golden skirt around its base. The transparent fragility of each leaf encourages you to examine them more and more closely until you are only a few centimeters from the surface of the work. Small groups of leaves seem to have entered into a light but intense vibration, as if disturbed by eddies of moving air. The entire structure lightly trembles, as if sensitized by a contained but exuberant physical connection with its surroundings. The sun, emerging from behind the smooth, slowly moving northwest clouds, has directly struck the tree, causing an incandescent radiation of intense light, so that you feel you are in the presence of a pulsating golden icon. Almost by accident, you notice one small leaf suspended in mid-descent, its delicate translucent body surrounded by a halo of reflected light, and you resist the impulse to reach out and cup it in your hands. Everything inside the frame is hushed and measured with autumn stillness. Each event and gesture exquisitely deliberate, but energized by the authenticity of form and unbelievable intensity of color and detail. The more intently you look, the more the painting seems to relinquish its two dimensions and envelop you in sheer, ravishing delight. You return home through the gardens as if through a painted landscape, struck by the psychedelic detail of nearby objects, while those further away hover in the haze of winter distance. The recent experiences in the gallery seem to transfigure your current environment, eliciting similar qualities of tenderness and emotion. And you sense, obscured by the veil of distance, the panorama of your own life, rising and falling, emerging and receding within the frame of memory.